coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn.
It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch.
LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
And today's show is brought to you and powered by Dubloy Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DubloyElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at Rupert'sBeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
Not sure if you heard, Sarah, but hockey is back.
I think I may have heard a little something.
Yeah, I think you did. Mm-hmm. Our Maine Nordiques are back, and we are happy to welcome Hutch Rose back into the studio. How you doing, Hutch?
I'm doing great, thank you. And I'm impressed with those ad reads. I would have. I can barely read myself. I'd need an audiobook, so.
Well, we appreciate you getting up early and being here with us. As we mentioned before we started recording, Hutch was our first guest last year when the Maine Nordiques were getting ready to hit the ice. And we started a little late this year, but you guys were our first players this year. So it's great to have you back. We are also joined by, and I'm going to need some help. I'll get your first name right.
That's okay.
Aslan
Jusubekov.
One more time.
Yeah, I know, it's hard. Jusubekov.
Jusubekov.
That was actually good.
Wait a minute, let me try.
Hutch can pronounce my name like pretty good, so if you want to try.
Aslan Zushubekov.
Exactly.
Zushubekov.
Yeah.
Zushubekov.
We did it! You got it.
All right, wrap it. The show's done. Let's go.
Sarah and I just lit the lamp.
We're good.
Zushubekov.
Yeah.
Aslan Zushubekov.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect.
And Aslan joins us from Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
Which I did the math last night because I was very curious. That is 5,600 miles from Auburn.
Yeah, pretty far.
Wow.
So, yeah. A little ways away from
home.
That's
kind of far.
Yeah. A little bit.
Kind of far.
We are going to talk to Hutch and Aslan all about the Maine Nordiques and a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, October 1st.
The Sun Journal reports that a $10 million renovation on Place Sainte-Marie in Lewiston has begun. Originally built in 1864 for mill workers, the complex will be transformed into modern living spaces with outdoor walkways and a playground. Mayor Carl Chalene said, quote, Place Sainte-Marie is more than a Lewiston landmark. It's a part of our community story.
The City of Auburn has released a draft vision statement for the 2026 comprehensive plan. The city is seeking feedback from the community through an online survey. For more information, you can visit auburnmaine.gov.
The city also announced that absentee voting for the November 4th election will begin on Monday in the city clerk's office at Auburn Hall, located at 60 Court Street. If you requested a ballot by mail, you should receive it by next week. The last day to request an absentee ballot without special circumstances is October 30th.
And Sarah, our guests will have no recollection of this.
Absolutely none whatsoever.
Because they weren't even born when AOL came out.
Mm-mm.
But America Online has officially shut down its dial-up internet service. The decision ends more than three decades of beeps, static, and screeches that were synonymous with access to the World Wide Web. So back in the day, guys, we had to use a landline telephone to access the internet. And if you were online, you couldn't use your phone.
You got a busy signal, which they probably have never heard either.
Right. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 150,000 people connect to the internet via their landline telephone service, and over 100 million connect via broadband, such as cable, fiber optic, or DSL.
Do you want to hear the sound?
What is that?
That's your computer using your phone line to connect to the internet.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
As annoying as that sound is.
It's also very familiar to us.
Yeah. It was also very satisfying because that meant you were connected to the internet.
There
you
go. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. There was no Wi-Fi back in the day.
What the heck?
You didn't walk into a building and were automatically connected to the internet.
No.
You had to sit down at your computer and cross your fingers.
And hope.
That's right.
And hope. Yeah. That's it. That's the sound.
Let's take a look at the weather.
Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. Sometimes I just, yeah. In the weather.
We all sing on this show.
Blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 62 and a low of 44. It will be sunny tomorrow with a high of 61 and a low of 40 with more sunshine on Friday and highs approaching 70.
In sports, Garrett Crochet gave up just one run and struck out 11 over 7 1/3 innings as the Red Sox beat the stinking Yankees 3-1.
Unbelievable.
They take game one of their best of three wild card series. And Hutch, you're from Massachusetts, right?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to all my guys down in Boston, Massachusetts, baby. 1-0. Let's go. Another one, and then we'll get moving on to the next round.
Let's wrap it up tonight.
Yep.
Love it. Masataka Yoshida paced the offense with a go-ahead two-run single in the seventh, and the Sox have a chance to close it out tonight at 6 in New York with Brian Bello on the mound.
That's exciting.
I was standing up for like the last two innings.
You were?
Just going stupid crazy in my living room. I'm not proud of my behavior, but that's what I was doing.
I was on the couch while it was on reading a book. Yeah. Does that count?
Yeah, that counts.
Okay. Yeah. CMCC women's volleyball lost to Southern Maine Community College 3-1. CM baseball will visit York County Community College this afternoon at 3.
And our Maine Nordiques host the stinking Maryland Black Bears on Friday at 7:30 and Saturday at 7 at Norway Savings Bank Arena in Auburn.
Are they looking pretty good this season, the Black Bears?
Yeah, they're always good. I mean, they have a great coaching staff, and when we play them, it's like it's a chess match. It's a lot. It's almost like a slower, more physical game, but it's more of a thinking game. Like when we're practicing for Maryland, it's like we're running like football plays almost, you know what I mean? So
versus New Jersey where you're just slamming them into the boards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's run and gun versus Jersey. They can fly, so we up the gears and get going with them. So it's a good time.
Nice.
All right, that's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
People birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for October the 1st, shall we?
Let's.
All right. We're going to start off with Brie Larson, who is 36 years old today.
Captain Marvel.
That's her claim to fame?
For me, it was Scottie Pilgrim versus the World.
Okay.
Because that was the first movie I ever saw her in. She's very funny.
Comedian Zach Galifianakis is 56 years old today.
He's funny.
Part of the Hangover trilogy.
Right.
And a lot of stand-up.
And doesn't he do that show Between Two Palms or something?
Between Two Ferns.
Between Two Ferns.
Yes, that ran for 10 years. It's hilarious.
Did it really?
Yeah, it ran from 2008 to 2018.
It's so funny. He's such a
It kind of is.
Oh, it's cute, though. I like it.
Christopher Titus is 61 years old today, also a stand-up comic, and he also had his own sitcom called Titus. From 2000 to 2002.
It was
a great sitcom. That's why it didn't last so long.
Yeah, right. Was it, though?
Randy Quaid, 75 years old today. Oh. You know him as Cousin Eddie from the National Lampoon Vacation movies.
Yes.
And rounding out FPBs for October the 1st is Julie Andrews.
Oh,
who is
man.
90 years old today.
National treasure.
Right?
She's amazing.
I remember her from The Sound of Music.
Mary Poppins is obviously.
Oh, okay.
Where I would.
She was Mary Poppins.
She was the original Mary Poppins.
All right.
Yeah.
And she was in My Fair Lady, too.
She's been in so many great things.
She's done it all.
Yeah.
And at 90 years old, what a life.
I know.
There you go.
Pretty amazing.
Those are your FPBs for October the 1st. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
Aslan's laughing.
We've got some smiles over here.
All right.
Aslan, what do you think of that?
It's pretty good.
It's okay. Good.
You're very kind.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you are very
that.
Kind.
I live with him. He's not very kind.
No. Oh, all right.
Not very kind.
Wow. I am just joking.
There's something about the songs that are hitting me today that I don't know why they're making me laugh.
But. Okay.
Let's see. 34 years ago in 1991, the white crystal beaded glove worn by Michael Jackson was stolen from the Motown Museum in Detroit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Do you know who offered a reward for it? $50,000 return reward from MC Hammer.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was 90. That was at the peak of MC's powers in 91.
He wants his pants back, too.
He had 50 grand laying around.
He did. Yes.
No doubt about it.
Yes. 50 years ago in 1975, Muhammad Ali beat Joe Frazier in the Philippines for their third and final fight. The Thrilla in Manila is widely considered to be one of the greatest fights of all time.
Muhammad Ali said that fight was the closest he's ever come to death.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow. 54 years ago in 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida. Only 54 years. It feels like it's been around for a really long time. Let's see, 63 years ago in 1962, Johnny Carson made his first appearance as the host of The Tonight Show. He was introduced by Groucho Marx, and his first guests were Mel Brooks, Tony Bennett, Rudy Vallee, and Joan Crawford.
Wow.
Where do you go from there?
Downhill.
It's just,
That's where you go.
64 years ago in 1961, Roger Maris broke Babe Ruth's home run record by hitting his 61st home run of the season. The Babe hit 60 homers in 1927. And 135 years ago in 1890, Yosemite was declared a national park by Congress.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Those are your FPBs and OTDs for October the 1st.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. Walk with confidence and purpose. It deters threats. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
Now we shift focus fully to our guests in studio, Hutch and Aslan from our main Nordiques, mm-hmm. who started the season like they were shot out of a cannon. 5-0 to start the season. Aslan, your first year with the Nords, right? Yeah. How did it feel to you to be part of this team who got off on a tear like that?
Yeah, it feels amazing. We had a great start, 5-0. Yeah, just like had couple of losses after that, but we're not gonna stop after that, then we should be good.
Yeah, I mean, you went to Blaine for the showcase and we're 1-2 there, but now you get back to business. It's back to, you know, regular home and away hockey, and you guys are home this weekend against, I mean, for my money, are your arch rivals. Would you agree with that, Hutch?
Yeah, I would say so. Even just the way we practice against them, you can tell that there's a lot there going into the week. It's like, boys, we're playing the Black Bears, like, look, we gotta buckle in.
Right.
It's big time. It's fun.
Whenever we have the Nords on, Aslan, we like to get a little bit of history on the players. And one of the questions we start with is, how old were you when you first put on a pair of skates?
I was probably like 5 years old, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 5 or maybe 6.
Late bloomer.
Late bloomer.
Right.
I was just going to say.
Is hockey big in Kazakhstan?
It's getting big. It's getting bigger like every year. And I think it's developing a lot.
Did you try any other sports outside of hockey?
Yeah, I started with karate when I was 3. I only had one practice, and after that, I never came back.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me. And my second sport was hockey. And after that, I never played any sports like professionally except hockey. So
2 sports where you just get to hit people.
Well, you're right. Yeah, at some point.
He just liked one better than the other.
I think Hutch likes hitting people more than Aslan, maybe.
Maybe just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Aslan, what is it, or what was it about hockey that made you stick with it?
Actually, I have no idea. Just from the first practice, I just understood that this sport is for me. I like it a lot, and I got a lot of enjoyment from just like playing and being at the rink. So,
yeah.
Except like losing my teeth like a couple of times, but that's all right.
Why? You don't like that?
Well, a little bit.
It's a little bit of a badge of honor, right? Like to get your face knocked in a little bit.
He's too handsome for that. He's just got to keep his jibs in.
And Hutch, you started with the Nords last year, then went to Canada.
Yep.
What happened there?
So I was fighting a lot, not getting too much time in and out of the lineup. And Coach Skrlic and I had a little bit of a conversation. And we thought that me going to the CCHL was just going to be one of the best spots for my development. I got a lot of playing time, power play, penalty kill on the ice the whole time. So it helped me develop and just get back ready to go for the next season. And that's kind of just what happened. Got a lot of time, and it was great.
Yeah, and how did you end up back with the Nords?
Division One has always been my goal, and I thought coming back to the Nordiques, if I could put up some points and play within the system, I could end up making a Division One opportunity come out of it. Mm-hmm. So that was just my thought process on coming back this year.
I was watching an interview with you recently, and you did mention the fans, the fans being part of your reason for wanting to come back here.
Yeah.
You enjoy what has been built here.
I love it. And these people here in Lewis and Auburn area, like hardworking, hard-nosed people that just get up, go to their jobs every single day, and really, like, they really put everything on the line. So, like, when I get out there on the ice, like, I want to put everything on the line the same way that they do. I remember we were giving out tickets at Walmart, and this has always stuck with me. And one of the guys was just fired up. He's like,
"Oh, nice.
L-Town, it's the place to be, hardworking people," like, just got me fired up. And he's like, "We love guys like you guys." So it really stuck with me. And I mean, whenever we win, like, I love to come out and just see the fans giving hugs, like sign autographs, whatever it is. But like, there's a lot of people and a lot of connections I've made here, and it really is a big place in my heart. So I'm grateful to be back, and especially love the fans here.
Well, we're happy to have you back. Yeah. You're a lot of fun to watch out there. Aslan, did you know much about this area or the Nords before you came on board?
Yeah, I talked to Coach Skrlic a lot during the summer. And when he said, "You're going to Maine," I also trusted him a lot. And waiting for the process, you know. I mean, he said that there were some rumors about changing the rink, yep, changing the arena. And he said that everything should be fine. Just, like, wait. And, yeah, here I am.
He was right.
I'm glad someone had it under control.
I know.
You know, everyone else is pulling their hair out.
Right.
Are the Nords coming back?
Yeah.
And Skrlic, I guess, was...
I guess so.
He was pretty optimistic.
He keeps things pretty tight, close to the vest.
Yeah.
Is this your first experience playing in the States?
No, I played in the USA, like, 2 years ago for Illinois.
How long have you been away from home?
It was in... 2023, I guess. So like 2 years ago. Yeah. And I was away from home for 1 year.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. And the hardest thing is time difference, you know. I have to wake up at like 8 a.m. just to call my parents. It's like it's 9 hours difference. And it's pretty hard to like keep in touch with them, you know.
Yeah. So.
Well, with modern technology, makes it a lot easier now.
Right, you don't have to wait for AOL to connect.
have that landline.
A little faster.
Hutch, I was unable to attend your first couple of games at Norway Savings Bank Arena, but I'm going to be there this weekend. How was the team received, and what did you think of the support?
I mean, I think we had good support. We had a bigger group of fans when we were at the Colisée, but I mean, that's a given. That's kind of like a landmark in this area, you know what I mean, where like everyone wants to go to the games at the Colisée. But the fans that came to the Nordiques games, those people are all diehard fans. Like, that place was just as loud as it normally was. You were receiving the same exact love. You got the same exact fans yelling at the refs from the stands, and it was a great time. So I mean, as long as the people who really care about the team are there, like, that's exactly what you need, and that's exactly what you wish for, right? You're hoping that they're not going over to the Maniacs games. I mean, and there's no ill will there. Like, there's people there, like Chris Pomerleau. I love Chris. He's like an uncle to me. Nate Bostic, I played for him for years. He's the owner over there. Caleb, he's awesome. I love Caleb. He was on our staff. Stan Moore, amazing. So, I mean, there's no ill will, but it's like you also want to get your fans too. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So
we were talking to Skrlic about what was built over the past 5 to 6 years at the Colisée. And last year when, you know, he took a moment just to look around and appreciate what happened there, because there were a couple thousand fans in that building just absolutely going bonkers for this team. Do you guys feel that when you're on the ice, say it's a close game, you're going into overtime, something like that, and the fans are just going absolutely bananas? Do you feel that on the ice? Do you feed off their energy?
Oh yeah. Like, I mean, if you're playing and like no one's loud and getting up, like, you can still play your game the same way. But when you got like last year in the playoffs, all those guys are out there. And you can hear 2,000 people. You can hear 2,500 people. It's loud. Like, you're focused on the game, but, like, the glass is clear. Like, you can see the fans, right? You know what I mean? Like, as much as you're paying attention to what you're doing, like, when you're out there for warm-ups, you're out there going to the face-off, like, you can see the fans. If it's loud, if you make a big hit and the place is loud, you're fired up, get back on defense, get the puck, go score, put your arms in the air, and all of a sudden the light show's going off, the fans are going nuts, the goal horn's going crazy. Like, it's awesome. It's awesome. You definitely feed off that energy.
Aslan, would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I was there at the Colosseum, but we're still having a great time at the Norway Savings Bank Arena.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this team, too, has an opportunity to build again, you know, to rebuild some of the passion and the craziness that you were responsible for. This team was responsible for last year.
It got pretty wild there towards the end.
It did. Yeah. It was so much fun to see, and I'm so happy that you guys are back. It was just, I was, you know, going through the off season, like, what is happening? Are we going to lose this team? That's going to suck. Glad you got a new home, and we look forward to supporting the Nords throughout this season. It's going to be awesome. You guys look great already coming out of the gates at 5-0. And Aslan, you mentioned your teeth earlier.
Yep.
Little incident right there. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it was a first game against Rebels, and it was a first shift in the second period, and I got high sticking straight to my face, and one of my tooth was chipped, and the other two were pushed back inside of my mouth, and unfortunately couldn't continue the game, but the team still won. I think it was 5-1, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
So, yeah, still happy that we won.
Your teeth were the least of your concerns. You're like, first, I want to get back on the ice. Second, we got to win.
Yeah, and I was watching a game while I was, taking off my gear, and I was still watching the game and trying to be with the team, and Hutch was near with me, and he was actually the one who helped me to get treated in the hospital. Yeah, he helped me a lot, and he's just awesome.
Do you guys live together?
Yeah, we live together. And Damon Myers lives with us too. So we have a great time.
Yeah.
Right. And he couldn't be here today because he's having his teeth fixed.
Yeah. So he blocked a slap shot last year in the playoffs. And
with his face.
Yeah, with his face. Yeah. So he lost a tooth, and he's just getting a lot of dental work done. So it was a good time for him to go home and get another dentist appointment rescheduled. So
Is that something you guys think about? I know we've talked about having your helmets, you can have a cage to cover your teeth, but a lot of you players choose not to.
I mean, maybe not something that I think about, but definitely something like my mom thinks about. She's like,
as a mom,
yeah, she's like, Hutchison, like, I got you braces for a reason.
Just thinking about all that money.
Sorry, Mom. I want to look cool out there. I want a half shield on. Like, come on.
So that is what it is. It looks cool.
No,
come on.
No.
Come on.
It's actually easier to play with visor. It's better to see the whole ice. It's better to breathe, I think. What do you think, Hutch?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, honestly, you're right. And like, you can't fight with a fishbowl on or a cage, but like, sometimes if you need to protect your teammates, like, sometimes you have to drop the gloves. And yeah.
Hutch, you don't shy away from that ever.
No, right? and I wouldn't say I'm a mean person. Like, I'm a very kind-hearted person, but like, it's not, some guys fight for like, oh, I'm the toughest guy, I'm the belt guy, like, I'm the toughest guy in the division, whatever. I fight because like, I want to protect my teammates, make sure everything's going smoothly on the ice. It's not really about like being the toughest guy, because I mean, I don't really care about being the toughest guy, but if you're gonna run one of our guys from behind, I mean, gloves will come off pretty quick. They're not glued on my hands.
Right. I feel like when Hutch jumps over the boards, the gloves are half off. Is that fair? Aslan, is that fair?
It's fair. Fair.
They're hanging on by a thread.
That's right.
He's ready to auto shed at any moment.
Now, is this something you practice?
I mean, a little bit. My dad always raised me in a way, like, he always wanted me to at least know how to use my hands. I went to school in Boston growing up in, for 7th and 8th grade. And you never knew what you were going to get into, so he always taught me how to protect myself. So it was just something that came in handy, more like, so I didn't get messed with. And then I guess it works out now, right? So I'm not really scared of much, I guess. But it's just a good tool to have in your inventory.
Yeah. Aslan, you a fighter?
I'm not, unfortunately. No. But if I have to, I will fight.
Yeah.
He's a lover.
I don't need to fight when I have a guy like Hutch with me. Dies, you know?
That's right. What's the living situation like? Is it just the three of you guys in the house, or are you with the Billet family?
Yeah, so our Billet dad, his name is Dickie, and he's a great guy. He's a longtime Nordiques fan. He hasn't missed a game in, I don't know, I want to say, what, like 5 years or so, right? But he's awesome. He's with the guys every day. He's a very, very, very hardworking man. He's a little bit of an older man, but every single day he's cleaning whatever it is. He's outside doing yard work. He's washing the walls. He's doing whatever it takes. And like, he has a great line. He's like, "Hutch, come outside. Can you help me? I need someone with a strong back and a weak mind," or something like that. He loves that line. He says some funny stuff. Like he's pretty witty too. And you can see it because he gets this look in his eyes and he starts smiling and then he drops a great line. So he's a good guy. He's awesome.
So that's so cute.
That seems like a lot of fun.
You have like a Billet grandpa.
Yeah. Hey, I'll say that I'm the Billet dad. I cook the meals for the boys for dinner, but.
No, he's shaking his head.
I'll get, yeah, because he's never, the dishes guy. He's the dishes guy. Yeah, so he's,
in a month, he never does any dishes at all.
But when you cook, you don't have to do the dishes.
No, exactly, right? Yeah. But hey, but I'm going to give Damon his shout out. He's legit on the lunches. He's pretty legit on the lunches, and he'll be my little Robin to Batman. He'll cook the rices and stuff, but. I'm making the protein, the meat, getting it done. The important stuff.
How's his cooking game, Aslan?
It's actually like pretty good.
Really?
I didn't expect it. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
His steaks, his burgers are the best. It's
wow.
Actually like restaurant type of meat. Like, you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
How does the food in America compare to the food in Kazakhstan?
It's like different. It's completely different compared to Kazakhstan. We eat more soups and like stuff, and here is like more just like meat and rice, or like meat and pasta, or like something like that. So,
yeah.
What's the climate like in Kazakhstan?
Right now, it's actually started snowing. I think yesterday already in my home city. I showed a picture or video to Hutch or Demo the other day. So, it's way colder than here, and it's actually pretty good. To be here when it's still a good weather in October, so.
He's been showing me some clips of, like, the city, of, like, it, where he lives, and I'm, like, I'm blown away. It just looks incredible because, genuinely, like, I had no clue because I'm an idiot. So I was going based off Borat, and I was, like, I was asking him, I'm like, do you guys, I was asking him, do you guys have cars? And he's like, what is wrong with you? Yes, we have cars. And I was 100% dead serious. Like, I was like, do you guys take horses around and stuff? And like, he was like, no, you're an idiot. Like, what is wrong with you? So.
Wow.
Aslan, I'm going to guess that the Borat movie didn't do you any favors.
I think it was actually banned. From Kazakhstan, so we're not allowed to watch it. And I watched it only once, only half of the movie, when I was in the USA like 2 years ago.
And you thought to yourself, this is too dumb.
No, it's actually like pretty offensive to like mention this movie to every Kazakh person. But like, yeah. Still, I understand the situation and I can laugh about it. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
For me, it's pretty funny when Hutch mentions it.
Well, because I had no clue. Like, that's my historical evidence. Like, if you don't pay attention in class, like, that's what you're going to get. Like, that's what it comes down to.
Oh, my goodness. So this will be your first main winter.
My second winter.
Your second main winter. Okay. So you know what you're in for.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be easier than at home.
Way easier.
Okay, good. Yeah. We get some guys from Florida and places, and it's like, oh, you're going to hate it.
Right.
You're going to hate it.
So Damon Myers was named captain of the
cool.
Nords. So let's give a shout out to your roommate. What makes him a good choice for captain, Hutch?
I mean, he does everything right. As much as I like to give him a bunch of crap and like I love him to death, like he's one of my closest friends, closest people, but he works, and he works the right way. Like, he thinks when he does it, it's not all just like, let's go meathead in the gym, but it's like a lot of like really smart, sophisticated training. He's always out there. And when we have morning ice, he's always out there. We built a shooting pad in our basement, and like, he's always down there. He's always in the weight room. Like, he doesn't miss a lift. He doesn't miss a meal. He's diesel. Like, at the end of the day, like, he's just a smart athlete, and he really cares about other guys. Like, he's the best leader you could have picked. I mean there's no one besides him that I would have said, hey, you should be wearing the C. He's top tier.
Yeah. Aslan, anything to add about your roommate?
I completely agree. It's like, if you want to imagine like a really professional ice hockey player, it's going to be Damo. He's like a really, really great athlete, I would say.
Not a great Wii golfer. Good hockey player.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Does he get pretty serious with the Wii?
Oh, I have a Wii. Oh, he's going to be so mad that I said that. He's actually going to be freaking out when he gets home. But no, we've been playing a lot of Wii golf, like 2 rounds of 18 a day after practice. Like, it's a lot of Wii golf. And honestly, he's been playing better than me right now, but I got to get it dialed in. Well, he's at the dentist. I get home, I'm going to probably have to go swing the remote around and just get my stroke back.
I mean, it is a beautiful day. You could just go play golf.
No, it's a freezing day. No one checked with me about making the weather this cold. So I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it.
He grew up in Massachusetts.
Yeah, we got to.
This is crazy.
We got to turn the heat up. I woke up this morning, I had my flip-flops on. I'm like, this isn't going to fly. We left all the windows open last night. I woke up, I was shivering. I might have had frostbite.
It was cold ridiculous. Overnight.
Yeah,
I'll give him
see,
that.
See, Sarah, it's not just me.
It's not just you. Yeah. I was swimming. I went swimming on Saturday, like in the
oh my goodness,
in the water, yeah. Like in the pond.
Whatever, like outside.
Yeah,
in the outside in the pond.
Yeah,
just registered with me. Oh my goodness,
Sarah's hardcore. Sarah owns an ice pod.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I sit in the cold water.
No, I got one of those too. Doesn't mean I like it. I scream the whole time. I have to be held in there, but I love it.
Who holds you in?
No, I'm just messing around. But, like, I get in there, and I really got to, like, it's a lot of mental.
You got to get your mind in the right place.
Well, even, like, last spring when the ice was just melting, like, I've had a little bit of, like, some injuries. And, I mean, hockey's hockey, so at the end of the day, like, your body's got to recover at the end of the year. But me and my dad were getting in the lake and stuff when it was, like, freezing out. Or even when he came to Canada at the end of the year, we're a little banged up, and it's, like, 15 degrees outside, we leave the bucket out there, and then you just got to knock the ice up and get in there. Oh my goodness. Man. It is actually like, it's like not even like, doesn't like feel cold, it's like painful. You get in there and it feels like needles, like it's
just
horrible.
At first,
yeah,
and you get used to it
when it's like 15 degrees. It's like actually like a like, oh, I can't even wrap my head around it. I got to get off this topic. It's making me upset.
All right. He's getting worked up.
Well, we don't want to make Hutch upset. He's going to drop the gloves.
I'm going to put the ice pod in the corner for the next time he's here.
Exactly.
If you want to get in, it's nice.
Exactly.
Aslan, we got away from your teeth for a minute. I do want to go back there because I'm curious, as a fan, like what happens in that situation where obviously you need your teeth need attention.
Yeah, you said medical you sat attention. And watched the rest of the game.
Yeah, what happens after
I mean,
that?
I actually went to the emergency room with Hutch right after the first period. They, like, helped me a little bit. I thought they would fix the whole, like, problem with my teeth, like, all the teeth, but they just, like, covered the area, like, the chipped one. And the next day, I needed to go to the dentist to get my teeth fixed, so...
So can they do that work while you're, I mean, because your gum and your lip were also all messed up.
Yeah.
Right? So they do that dental work through all of that?
Yeah.
Oof. Ouch.
That was happened.
Exactly. Explain why the tooth didn't hurt so much, though, right?
Yeah. So about 2 months ago, I already lost one of my tooth. It was like probably 1.5 months ago, I would say. And the whole teeth just like fell out with the nerve and with everything. So I didn't feel anything while I lost my tooth like this time.
So it was already broken.
It was already broken, but like two of them were still and are still pretty good. And my gums hurt like really, really bad. It was the baddest part.
I think it was Skrlik that showed us the photo when he was here.
Yeah.
And you and I were both like, ooh.
Yeah. All right. Part of the game though, right?
Exactly, yeah.
What is it? about this game that you guys love? Because as a fan, I can tell you, I've never skated in my life. I can appreciate what you guys do. It's a beautiful game to me, but I also love the speed and the physicality. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what you guys love about the game, Aslan.
If I have to say, I would say it's very dynamic and very fast and very just interesting sport to watch, you know? I'm kind of guy who just can't watch football or basketball, just not interested in watching the whole game. But, like, I can easily watch the full hockey game without, like, standing and going somewhere and just, like, missing the game. So it's very interesting, very dynamic game. Yeah, it's pretty interesting to play and also watch it.
And hockey players are a different breed from what I see from looking from the outside looking in. Like, if what happened to your teeth happened to LeBron James, he would be out for the next three years.
He'd be back on the ice. Right?
My dad's going to love that comment. He's not a LeBron fan at all.
I truly believe he's going to be out for an extended amount of time.
He'll milk
that injury.
And
just posting about it every day on Instagram about how much pain he's in and how much support he needs.
Right.
But hockey players, you get three teeth knocked out and your first thought is, how can I get back into the game?
How do I get back on the ice?
I was playing the next game because I understood that I wanted to help the team. Even though I had some problem with my teeth, I still wanna contribute to the win. And fortunately, we won the next game too. So
it's truly a team sport in every sense of the word. Hutch, what do you love about this game?
I mean, it was a game that I grew up on, and the game is it's a beautiful game. I mean, it's played by all five guys and the goalie in net. If you watch like the Stanley Cup playoffs or even just regular hockey, like Connor McDavid hasn't been able to win. Like, you can't win it all by yourself. That's one of the most beautiful things about it. Like, I haven't been the goal scorer that I've hoped to be so far in my junior career. It doesn't mean it can't happen. But at the end of the day, I have a role on this team, regardless of if it's in the locker room being a locker room presence or whether it's jamming up the boards for my guys or hitting guys or fighting or like making a nice breakout pass. I mean, every guy has a role, and it's just, it's a game that it brings a lot of people together, and the culture of this sport is second to none. It's something that is indescribable. The interactions you have in the locker room, warming up, on the bus trips, or in the arena, regardless of if you're a fan or a player, it's just second to none. It's not like any other sport in the world.
I would agree. I love it. I'm a baseball hockey guy. I can deal with football. I can't do basketball, but love baseball and hockey.
Yeah. It's the hardest sport. It's the hardest sport. It's like they were like, what can we do to make this just a little bit more difficult? Oh, you guys can just have a stick. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Let's make it really, really hard. Instead of shoes, how about blades on your feet?
Yeah, knife shoes.
Yeah, there can only be five of you.
Right.
And you have to use the whole piece of ice. Like, it couldn't be harder. Yeah. It couldn't be a more difficult game to play.
And that's why when it's played so well, it's beautiful.
Right.
It's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get to our final segment, if you guys don't mind, say we have a couple of fans out there that are on the fence as to whether or not they want to check out the Nordiques and the Black Bears this weekend in Auburn. Aslan, what would you say to those fans?
We'll be happy to have you at the Norway Savings Bank Arena. It's going to be a very fun game. It's going to be very fun two games, actually. Mm-hmm. We need your support. Come and support us. And it's going to be a great show, a great game. We're going to do everything to win. So,
Hutch, what do you have to say?
I mean, Aslan's never been a part of a Maryland Black Bears main Nordiques game, but he's going to find out real quick. If you're a fan out there and you're contemplating whether or not to come to the game, I'm going to tell you first and foremost, come to that game. This game is going to be physical. It's going to be heavy. There's going to be fights. There's going to be goals. There's going to be yelling. There's going to be ejections. Like, there's going to be everything. Like, there's going to be blood. Like, it is.
And that's just Hutch in the first period.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it's one of those games that it's like, this is something you mark on your calendar. This is a big test. This is really where you see how the season's going to develop, at least the beginning half. And it's going to be a lot of fun. There is a rivalry there. Like, not like there, like, there's hatred in the aspect of hockey. Like, I'm not like a hateful person off the ice, but it is a hockey game and it is a heavy game. Like, this is going to be fun.
Get your tickets, folks. And we're also going to be giving away tickets throughout the season as well.
Oh, yay.
On the website. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. Something to look forward to.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Guys, we close out the show with a segment called Three Random Questions, where we're going to ask you questions that have nothing to do with hockey. We're just trying to get to know you a little better as members of our community. So I want to start with Aslan on this one. You're not even old enough to gamble yet. This is not going to make any sense. Let's say you were. Let's say, Aslan, you and Hutch went to the casino. Not that you ever would. Hypothetically, you ran out of money, and Hutch gave you $50. You go to the other end of the casino. You win $100,000. Do you share any of it with Hutch?
Yeah, I'm taking Hutch, and we keep gambling till we win $1 million.
There you go.
All right.
There you go.
There you right. go. That is a good answer.
Hutch, same question.
I think it's more of a 50-50. Like, if you get that $50,000, I mean, you got to go halvesies. Like, I can't even imagine going there and then that happened reverse. If there was no money given back, it would be really frustrating. But, right. Yeah, I'd say definitely go 50-50, 25-25.
All right.
If Aslan spotted me 50, honestly, a guy like him, I would probably just give him the 50 back and keep the rest. Because he hasn't been too dialed in on the dishes, so I'm going to have to let him know what's wrong there. It's a $49,000. Yeah, that's a $20,000 mistake right there. So he's got to figure it out real quick.
I like how Aslan's like, yeah, we're going to stay there all night. We're just going to blow it off.
We're
going to
keep on going. We're going to keep going.
Triple it. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll start with Hutch this time. Who is your favorite superhero and why?
I'd say my dad's my favorite superhero.
Aw.
Taught me everything I know in the aspect of working hard, giving everything you got to your family. And just competing, so I look up to him so much. So I'd say he's my favorite superhero in the aspect of, like, he's got that dad strength. He's got the wit. He's funny, and I just look up to him so much. So
not all superheroes wear capes.
Nope, not all superheroes wear capes.
How about you, Aslan? Who's your favorite?
I'm going to say the same thing, but I'll choose my mom because I'm more closer to my mom. And she helps me a lot. She helps me with everything. By just giving some advices or just like giving me a hug in a really challenging situation. So I really love her a lot and I really miss her. So,
aww.
Man,
I appreciate those answers. My kid would have said Iron Man. Mark, I got Mark.
Oh my God.
Yeah, shout out my mom too. My mom's a beast. She's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
if only.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh my God. How do you unwind after a game, after a weekend?
You mean relax or?
Yeah, how do you relax?
It's actually pretty hard to go to bed after the games.
Oh yeah.
Cuz it's 11 p.m. after the game every time we come back to the house. So you just have to relax and keep your mind out of the hockey and try to think about something else. And I usually to get a good sleep and talk to my family and just, as I said, get my mind off the hockey.
Do you contact your family after each game?
I call my parents every day.
Yeah. He's a good kid, Sarah.
They are good kids.
Hutch. Hutch, how do you unwind after a busy weekend?
Busy weekend, Sundays. For me, the day of the Lord, the Sabbath, I go to church. I'm a very faithful man. But then a lot of the weekends, my girlfriend comes up. I've been with her since freshman year. I met her in a cooking class, so it's been a while. She comes up and hangs out with us, and she likes to make the pasta sauce. She learned it from my grandmother, who's an amazing cook. And she comes up. She'll make the sauce for us for the week, so we'll have it. And like, she came up and she was hanging out with the guys after we had got home from Minnesota. We're sitting there laughing. Like, she's hilarious, so we're having a great time. I have a white rug in my room. Damon Meyer's sitting there drinking his protein shake, and we're cracking up. He's spitting his protein shake, crying, laughing all over my white rug. I'm like, bro, you got to be kidding me. And then somehow we got into the topic of, we started doing like match the states on the map. Me and Damon got 100%. Grace and Aslan, let me remind you, Grace is a 21-year-old woman. She just turned 21. Happy birthday, Grace. Shout out.
Happy birthday, Grace.
Happy birthday.
But her and Aslan got a 59 on the match the states test. We were,
he's not from here.
She is. Exactly, she's lived here for 21 years.
That's exactly what I said.
You name all the states in Kazakhstan.
Exactly. I couldn't.
Aslan, that's actually the same words I said.
Really?
Aslan gets
fair.
A pass on that one.
That's fair. Barely. The fact that you got that many is actually kind of impressive.
Barely. One of the
we
best
can do
ones.
The same thing with European countries, Hutch.
That's not my forte. That's hey, I'll stick with 1-0 and call it there.
I love it.
It's a good thing Sarah's between you guys.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
She's going to pick it up. Before we close it out, Hutch, what's the best hockey movie of all time?
Yeah.
Come on. You know, it's got to be Miracle. I mean, there's no other debate. Again. I mean, like,
oh, man.
It fires me up every time. Almost makes you, like, borderline emotional, because it just gets you so pumped. Like, there's a lot of country pride there, and there's just a lot of, like, you just got to love it. How can you not love Miracle?
I can appreciate it now, but again, as a mom, the first time I watched that movie and he just kept making them do the lines, I was like, I'm like crying watching the movie going, what is he doing to them? They're going to die. And then I got over it, but
right?
It is a great movie. I agree.
Aslan, best hockey movie of all time.
I would say it's a Russian movie called Legend Number 17. It's about Valery Kharlamov, if you know this hockey player. It's like one of the best hockey player, maybe Russian hockey player ever. And yeah, it's pretty good movie about his career, his life, and it's pretty interesting to watch.
Hey, what do you think about the Tooth Fairy? That might be a good number two for me. Hey, I guess for Damon and Aslan, I mean, that's a
rock.
It's perfect.
Hutch, you're the only guy in the house who still have all his teeth.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, why did you say
you
that?
Just
what
cursed
is
it.
Wrong with you?
And look, you can clearly tell that his parents put a lot of money into that mouth.
Oh, but I wear the thickest mouth guard in the league. I borderline have a muzzle on my face. So
there
hopefully
will be
I'm
no
protected.
Biting.
Yeah, no.
Terrible. Do you remember Ocean's face last year?
Oh, no. Yeah. Don't even
that was
started.
Nasty.
Yep. Yeah.
Ocean took that puck right to the face. Man, that was bad.
It was horrible.
Beautiful sport, but can be brutal at times.
Yep.
No doubt.
He had a great smile, too.
Yep. They all do.
Yeah. Boy, oh, boy.
Hutch and Aslan, it has been an absolute pleasure. Can't tell you how excited we are to be partnering with the Nords again. We'll do everything we can to help you fill that barn this year and go get those Maryland Black Bears.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you. See everyone there, too. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Saturday thank you so night. Much for having us. It was a great time.
Yay.
Awesome. Thanks for coming. We appreciate you. Hutch Rose and Aslan.
Jusubekov.
There we go. From our main Nordiques. Hutch, you number 59 this year?
Yes, sir.
And Aslan, number 19?
Exactly.
There you go. Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBloy Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you'd like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat. And I will say I have bitten my cat.